73. Silencio.
Where did you find it?
Treasure Island, the boy lies, passing the watch, a solid brown wafer of corrosion, across the glass countertop. Silencio peers through his loop at the damp biscuit of metal. He scores the rust with a diamond scribe.
Stainless,
he admits, knowing the boy will know that that is good, though not good as gold, worth the price of a meal. I want to see you fix it, the boy says. Silencio twists the loop from his eye and looks at the boy as if noticing him for the first time.
I want to see you fix it,
the boy points down, indicating the watches arrayed beneath the glass.
The bed, Silencio says.
You were here with Sandro when we restored the Vacheron.
Silencio brings the restoration bed from the rear of the shop, a square cushion, 10 inches on a side. He places it on the counter, and the boy bends close to see the velvety green surface made up of millions of manipulators. Silencio places the watch on the bed. They watch as it rises smoothly on edge, as if of its own accord, and then seems to sink, impossibly, as if through the shallow bed and the glass beneath, vanishing like a coin set into soft mud. Silencio looks at the watch on his wrist, a military Jaeger LeCoultre, RAAF.
9 minutes, he said. There's coffee.
I want to watch, the boy says.
Nothing to see.
Within the bed, the rusted disc of the watch is being read and disassembled. Molecules are moving. In 9 minutes it will rise again, bright and perfect as the day it first left its factory in Switzerland.
I want to watch, the boy says.
Silencio understands. He goes to get the coffee. Thanks. To everyone who waited for this one with even greater patience than usual, particularly my publishers, as personally and wonderfully represented by Susan Allison and Tony Lacey. To Deb and Graham and Claire, with love, for putting up with far more than the ordinary basement dwelling. To Julia Whitwer, for being this text's first reader, and more. The following are special friends of this book: Gordon Begg, Judith Beale, Jessica Eastman, Carl Taro Greenfeld, Mark Halleck, Richard Cadry, Kevin Kelly, Louisa Jean Lamb, Roger Trilling, Jack Womack. Thank you all. And to the post-cyberpunk contingent in Mexico City, who, though I declined their thoughtful offer of the definitive alternative tour, encouraged me with their warm enthusiasm through the writing of a crucial chapter in the Hotel Camino Real. May 10th, 1999, Vancouver, B.C. End of All Tomorrow's Parties by William Gibson. WILLIAM GIBSON. Read by Robert O'Keefe in the studios of American Foundation for the Blind, Incorporated, for the Library of Congress, April 2001. Published by G.P. Putnam Sons, a member of Penguin Putnam Incorporated, 375 Hudson Street, New York, New York, 10014. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited.
End of book.